Good morning.
Good morning. 大家早上好。
I'm very blessed to be here to preach God's word this morning.
很高兴今天早上能够在这里传达神的话语。
And when I've been given the opportunity to preach, I've been preaching through the book of Romans.
当我被给到这个讲道的机会的时候呢，我选择讲罗马书。
And so now we have come to Romans chapter 7, which is one of the most difficult chapters of the book to understand.
我们今天讲的是罗马书第七章，罗马书第七章也是比较难的一章。
So thank you for Tony for translating today. I'm sure it's a difficult text to our sermon to translate.
我会尽我最大的努力，感谢他。
And so as we look to this, and we didn't read the full passage, but I really encourage you to look towards all of Romans 7.
当我们读罗马书的时候呢，我们在这里面不会去读罗马书的全部章节，是其中的一部分。
And that's because the whole chapter is best understood when we take it together.
罗马书的最好呢是把全部的章节并到一起来读。
And what it talks about is that there's a question that is raised, and what is the purpose of the law?
在读罗马书第七章的时候呢，有一个问题就是我们这个的目的是什么？
For the past several chapters, Paul has been talking about a salvation that is by grace alone.
在罗马书第七章中讲，保罗也讲到说，关于救赎。
So then the question becomes, if salvation is by grace alone, then what is the purpose of the law? If salvation is by grace alone, then what is the purpose of the law?
如果救赎是通过这个救恩的话，那么律法的目的是什么呢？
And the question of the law is very particular here to the Mosaic law.
在这里面的律法呢，特地讲到的是摩西律法。
Sorry, I didn't write this part down. but by implication, Paul is talking about the Mosaic law. But by implication, we can ask, why does God command us anything at all?
通过摩西律法呢，上帝呢，主要是想让我们去做些什么呢？
And so this question is what Paul is addressing in Romans chapter 7.
这些问题呢，会在罗马书第七章中有所讲述。
So the big idea is that the law reveals our sin and desperate need for redemption and continual need to rely upon the grace of Christ alone for both our salvation and continual growth in the faith.
在罗马书上第七章呢，主要呢律法呢揭示了我们的罪，以及对救赎的迫切的需求，也揭示了我们的拯救，以及为信仰成长对基督恩典的持续依靠。
So as we begin to look into this text, would you join me once again and go before the Lord in prayer?
在我们读罗马书第七章之前，让我们再一次做祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天上的父，我们感谢你给我们的话语。
We pray now as we look to this text that you would help us to understand.
我们在这里面祷告，希望这里面的话语能够帮助到我们。
And Lord, we pray that as I speak, that I would proclaim your word.
求你帮助我在我的讲道中能够用到你的话语。
That my words would not be my own, but that they would be your words.
所有这些话语不是我的话语，而是来自您的话语。
So Lord, help us today.
请帮助我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
上次祷告奉我主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
Amen. So I want to turn again to verses 4 and 5 and 7 and 8.
我想再次转到罗马书第七章里面的第四至五节以及七至八节。
In these few verses, we see that the law of God reveals our sin.
这里面呢有讲到上帝是如何揭示我们的罪。
So especially look to verses 7 and 8.
尤其看到里面的第七至第八节。
It says, what shall we say, that the law is sin? By no means. For had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what it is to covet, if the law had not said, you shall not covet.
这样我们可说什么呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是。只是非因律法，我就不知何为罪。非律法说不可起贪心，我就不知何为贪心。
So the law of God reveals our sin.
律法呢揭示了我们的罪。
Paul has already said in Romans 3:20 that by works of the law nobody can be saved.
保罗在罗马书第三章第二十节当中有写到，通过律法没有人可以得救。
The rest of chapter 3 and all the way to the current chapter then discusses how we can actually be saved and what that salvation looks like.
在第三章的其他部分以及本章的所有内容呢，都在讨论我们该如何真正得到救赎。
Again, he argues that, that salvation is by faith alone.
再一次呢，他在又讲到说，我们救赎是全凭着一些信念。
And he says that by embracing Christ, we are restored to a resurrected life.
他也说，凭着信靠耶稣，我们就可以得到一个得救的生命。
And he continues to address that, that same topic in this chapter.
在整个章节当中，他在不停地强调这个话题。
But again, the question naturally arises, is if salvation is by faith alone, then what is the purpose of the law?
然后就有人自然会反问保罗说，如果律法不能够拯救我们，那它的目的又是什么呢？
If the law cannot save us, then why did God give it?
如果这个律法不能够拯救我们，那为什么上帝给我们这个律法呢？
And the New City Catechism, question 15, actually asks a very similar question.
在新城要理第十五个问题当中，也有问到同样的问题。
And we'll actually read this responsibly. I'll read it first in English, and then the congregation will reply with the answer, and then I will then really read it in Chinese also.
我们会先用英文来读这个问题以及答案，接下来再读中文。
New City Catechism Question 15. Since no one can keep the law, what is its purpose?
在新城要理第十五个问题当中有问到。既然没有人能够遵行，那么律法的目的何在？
So in English.
Neither we may know the motive and will of God, but the sin of nature and disobedience of our heart, and thus the need of the Savior. The law also teaches and exhorts us to live a life worthy of our Savior.
现在我们读中文。律法使我们认识上帝圣洁的本性和良善的旨意，看到我们内心的罪性和悖逆，并意识到我们需要一位救主。律法还教导和劝勉我们活出与我们的救主相称的生命。
How is it that you know if something is good or bad?
你怎么知道一件事情是好的或者坏的呢？
Is morality objective or subjective?
道德上它是主观的还是客观的呢？
Our culture likes to argue today that what is right and wrong depends upon the culture, depends upon the society.
我们的文化总是告诉我们，判断一件事情的好或者坏，通常会依赖于处在一个什么样的社会。
They will say that what is wrong in one culture or society may not be wrong in another.
他们会说，在其中一个社会是错的，有可能在另外一个社会就不一定。
But Scripture tells us that it is the very character of God that's the standard for what is right and wrong.
但是上帝呢？圣经告诉我们，神的特性就是他就是我们正确或者错误的标准。
It is the very character of God and the commands that He has given us that is the standard for what is right and wrong.
他给我们所有的特性就是告诉我们，让我们怎么样去判断什么是正确或者错误。
God reveals His character to us through natural revelation and through His Word.
神通过一些自然之物，包括一些他的话语来告诉我们他的特性。
One of the main purposes of the law was so that the Israelites would know God's holy character and their sinful character.
其中，摩西律法的一个主要的目的就是告诉以色列人怎么样知道神的圣洁以及他们自身的罪行。
And all of God's commands remain for that same purpose for us today, that we would know God's holy character and our sinful character.
所有这些的目的同样适用于今天的我们。
And it's important to make the distinction as Paul does in verse 7.
所以非常重要去区分这个第七章里面的一些章节。
In verse 7, he says that, is the law sin? By no means.
保罗在第七章中有讲到，律法。
Yeah, so the law itself is not sin, but the law reveals our sin.
律法本身它并不是坏的或者有罪的。
The law reveals our sin because it reveals God's perfect character and the way that we should live in response to God's perfect character.
律法它来主要是用来揭露我们的罪。
It's a little bit like bubble tea.
这个就有点像是珍珠奶茶。
How do you know what is really good bubble tea?
你怎么样知道一个珍珠奶茶是好的或者坏的呢？
So I have a friend that often is asked this question of what is the best bubble tea?
我有一个朋友他总是在问什么地方有好的珍珠奶茶。
And he's from Ohio, and in Ohio there are a lot of different bubble tea places, like Gong Gong Cha, Mimi, and a few different bubble tea places.
他来自于俄亥俄州，他那边的在俄亥俄州那边有一些好的珍珠奶茶的店，类似于功夫茶或者 Vivi 有这么一个品牌。
Yeah, so when somebody asks him this question, they typically would expect him to say, "Oh, the best bubble tea is from this chain or that chain or this place or that place."
当别人问他这个问题的时候呢，别人期待的答案是说，这个最好的珍珠奶茶来自于这个店或者那个店。
But when somebody asks him what is the best bubble tea, he always says the best bubble tea is in Taiwan.
当别人问他哪里有最好的珍珠奶茶的时候呢，他的回答总是说最好的珍珠奶茶来自于台湾。
So the claim that he is making is that Taiwan has the best bubble tea and nothing else can compare.
他想说的呢，就是说台湾有最好的珍珠奶茶，没有其他地方可以跟台湾的珍珠奶茶可媲美。
I haven't been to Taiwan, so maybe you can be the judge of that claim.
我没有到过台湾，所以可能你们在座的各位可以来判断。
But what he's saying is that all other bubble tea is compared to the bubble tea that is in Taiwan.
所以这里面讲的就是说其他地方的珍珠奶茶和台湾的珍珠奶茶来做比较。
And that bubble tea is the real bubble tea, the real standard by which all others is measured.
台湾的珍珠奶茶才是真正的珍珠奶茶，和其他地方。
For us, it is the very character of God that is the standard for all other things.
对于我们来说呢，神的特性就是我们真正的唯一的标准。
The very character of God as the standard of what is right and what is wrong.
神的特性就是我们来判断正确或者错误的唯一的一个标准。
If we did not have the law or God's character, how would we know what is truly holy and what is truly sinful?
如果我们没有律法，我们怎么知道神的圣洁以及什么样是正确或者错误
？If we have no standard to compare our actions, we are likely to arrive at the wrong conclusion.
如果我们没有律法，我们可能在判断正确与错误的时候呢，往往会得出一些错误的结论。
Just like if you have never had real bubble tea, you may think that mixing cold milk and Arizona green tea is good bubble tea.
就像如果你从来没有喝过真正的珍珠奶茶，你可能会认为，类似于把亚利桑那的茶和奶放在一起，那就会是好的珍珠奶茶。
If you've never had true bubble tea, how would you know the difference of what is good and bad?
如果你从来没有喝过珍珠奶茶，你怎么会知道什么是好的珍珠奶茶，什么是坏的珍珠奶茶
？The law of God reveals God's holiness and our sinfulness in some way.
这个律法呢，就揭示了神的神圣以及我们的罪性，用一个同样的方式。
It shows God's perfection and how far we miss the mark.
它显示了神是多么的完美，而我们离这个完美又差多么的远。
And it is the basis of what Paul claims in Romans 3 verses 10 through 12 that none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God.All have turned aside together, they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one.
就如罗马书第三章第十至十二节所讲到的，就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
The next thing that we see in this passage is that we cannot fully obey everything that God has commanded us.
接下来我们想要看到的就是说，我们没有一个人能够完全遵循上帝的旨意。
Look to verses 15 through 20 for this truth.
让我们看第十五至二十节。
In a similar way that the law shows us that God is holy and we are not, it reveals that we cannot fully obey the law.
用一个类似的方式，律法告诉我们神是多么的圣洁，而我们却不是。
Let's look to these few verses again.
让我们来读这个章节。It
says, for I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing that I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good that I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me.
让我们来读罗马书第七章十五至二十节。因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就因承律法是善的。既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我心里头的罪做的。我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的恶做的。
So we cannot fully obey everything God commands us.
我们没有办法完全遵循上帝所要求我们做的。
Throughout my Christian life, I have resonated a lot with the person of Romans 7.
在我的基督徒的生活当中，我深刻的认同罗马书第七章所讲的。
But there is actually a lot of debate as far as who is this conflicted person in the few verses.
但是也会有很多的辩论关于罗马书第七章到底这一章节是在讲谁呢？
Paul is obviously referring to his own experience, but the question is, what time was he experiencing these things?
保罗很明显总是是在写关于他自己的经历。
Was he referring to himself before he came to Christ as he was a devout Jew, or after he came to Christ?
第七章是在讲他在跟随耶稣基督之前的他，还是在讲他跟随耶稣基督之后的保罗呢？
And I do believe that this passage is a description of the Christian struggle with sin.
我个人认为这一章节是在描述，作为一个基督徒怎么样和罪的斗争。
I believe that as Paul was writing about this inner struggle that he had, it was a struggle that he was experiencing after he came to faith in Christ.
我相信这一章节是在讲保罗跟随耶稣基督之后，他从罪恶做一些斗争的经历。
But notice the turmoil he was in.
请注意到这个混乱，他在当中所处的一些混乱。
He says that he does not understand his own actions.
他说他没有办法能够理解他自己的行为。
He says he desires to do what is right, but he doesn't have the ability to carry it out.
他说他总是想做一些正确的事情，但是呢，他却没有办法去做到。
He says he keeps on doing the very thing that he hates.
他说他总是在做一些他很厌恶的那些事情。
And he's talking about his own struggle with sin.
他在讲的是关于他自己如何同罪恶做斗争。
He obviously desires to quit sinning, but he keeps on sinning.
他在说呢，他总是，他不理解他为什么总是在做一些认为罪恶的事情。
And a strong bit of evidence that this is a description of Paul after he is a believer is how much he is troubled by the struggle with sin.
这里面也是一个非常有力的证据，对于一个信徒来说，他是怎样同罪恶做斗争，以及多么的困扰一次。
If we don't know God, if we don't know Christ, why would sin bother us?
如果我们不信任上帝，为什么这些会困扰我们呢？
Do you struggle with sin in your own life?
在你的生命当中，你有同罪恶有被困扰吗？
And I describe, or I'm thinking about struggling with sin in at least two different aspects.
我在讲说同罪恶做困扰，被罪恶困扰，或者说主要是在讲两个方面。
Sorry, I'm going off my notes a little bit. But as we struggle with sin, are we struggling with sin in that we are fighting against sin?
我刚才说呢，我们从罪恶斗争 罪恶做斗争是在跟我们的罪恶。
Are we struggling against sin like a wrestling match?
我们是
are we struggling against sin like a wrestling match? Are we wrestling against it, against sin to win? 摔跤，摔跤。
OK， 我们会因为罪而摔跤吗？
And the other question, or the other aspect of wrestling with sin that I asked is, do you struggle in sin?
另外一方面就是你因为你的罪而困惑吗？
One sin that I noticed that I struggle with in my own life is the sin of discontentment or the sin of covetousness.
我在讲我自己的一些同罪恶斗争，主要是讲其中有两个方面，一个是不满，另外一个就是贪婪。
I see what others have and I desire to have that for myself.
我看到别人所拥有的，我就会自己也想拥有。
I often see other people playing outside with their family or friends and having a good time and desire for myself to have more time to go out and have fun.
我看到别人在外面同他们的朋友或者家庭在玩耍，有快乐的时间，我自己也会想要。
I often hear my single friends talk about how much free time that they have without the responsibilities of a family.
我经常听到我的单身的朋友讲到他们有很多的自由的时间，不需要担心家庭的责任。
I see the nicer cars or the bigger houses, and I always wish that I could have more.
我看到更漂亮的车子，更大的房子，我总是自己也想要。
And this is because of sin in my heart.
这就是因为我内心的罪。
I ought to be more satisfied with what God has given me, but instead I desire the things that I don't have.
我应该对上帝所给我的应该会感到更满意，但是呢，相反，我总是想要一些我所没有的东西。
And what's really funny about this struggle is that I notice when I get the things that I want, we often become very discontent with that very quickly.
非常非常有趣的事情呢，就是当我们获得我们所想要的东西的时候呢，我们又很快变得不满足。
For example, I strongly desired when I was single to be married.
例如，在我单身的时候呢，我总是很想早一点结婚。
But now I often think about the extra time that I had.
现在呢，我总是怀念我在单身时候那些快乐时光。
What sin do you struggle with?
你有什么一些罪感到困惑吗？
Maybe for you it's not covetousness or envying other things, but something else.
对于你们而言，可能不是因为贪婪，而是一些其他的事情。
Each of you are unique and have your own challenges.
你们的每一个呢，都是独一无二的，都会有你们自己的挑战。
But I will warn you on something here.
但是我想在这里面提醒你们一些事情。
If you are not troubled because of the sin that is in your life, you probably have a problem with self-righteousness.
如果在你的生活当中、生命当中，你从来没有被罪所困惑，那么你有可能会有另外一个问题，那就是自负。
I'll say that again. If you are troubled because of the sin, if you are not troubled because of sin in your life, you probably have a problem with self-righteousness.
我想再说一遍，如果在你的生命当中，你从来没有被罪所困扰，那么你很有可能会有另外一个问题，就是自负的问题。
Now, why would I say that?
我为什么会这么说呢？
Because every Christian should be very troubled about the sin that is persistent in his or her own life.
因为每一个基督徒在他的生命当中都应该为罪这样或者那样的罪所困扰。
Again, look to the passage.
再次让我们看到这个章节。
The turmoil that Paul is facing over sin is very severe.
罪给我们带来的混乱是非常非常厉害的。
If we have trusted in Christ, we should struggle with sin.
如果我们相信了耶稣基督，那么我们就应该也会和我们的罪做斗争。
And what I mean there when I say that we should struggle with sin is that we should not just be okay that it exists in our life.
当我说我们要同我们的罪做斗争，我想表达的是说我们不应该满足于让罪在我们的生命当中成长。
But that we should wrestle with sin, that we should try to overcome the sin that continues to come back in our hearts.
我们应该要努力的去克服所有这些罪。
The Puritans understood this principle very well.
新教徒在这一章节就对这个意思就理解得非常的透彻。
One of these Puritan writers was John Owen. He made a very famous quote.
其中有一个非常有名的人，他的名字叫 John Owen， 一个清教徒。
He said, "Be killing sin, or it will kill you."
他这么讲到，要么杀死罪，要么被罪杀死。
Be killing sin, or it will be killing you.
再说一遍，要么杀死罪，要么你就被罪杀死。
One thing I noticed in his quote is that he says, "Be killing sin."
其中我想引用的就是其中一段要杀死罪。
He doesn't just say kill sin.
他没有说杀死罪。
There is a continuous aspect to what he says.
他这里面所表达的是说 killing 这里面应该是有一个持续进行，就是在要不停的同罪恶做斗争。
Keep doing it. Keep on. Keep fighting to overcome sin.
要保持持续的不停的杀死罪。
But it's really important, once again, to note that it's not stopping sin or not killing sin that saves us.
然而有一个非常重要的问题就是，停止犯罪并不能够救赎我们。
This passage is very, very importantly shows us that stopping sin is not even possible.
这个章节非常重要的告诉我们，停止犯罪是不可能的。
And even if it were possible for us to stop sinning and to live perfectly obedient lives from this day forward, that still would not be sufficient for us to be saved.
即使停止犯罪呢变得可能，或者说我们可以过上一个顺从和完美的生活，但是即使这样，它也不足够让我们被救赎。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because even one sin earns us the wages of sin, which is death.
因为只要有过一次犯罪，我们就要必须要付出代价，那就是死亡。
And if you notice in your bulletin, our memory verse today is Romans 6:23.
如果你可以去读罗马书第六章的二十三节，
which says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
这里面有讲到罪的代价就是死。而我们信奉耶稣所获得的免费的礼物就是永恒的生命。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的代价就是死亡。
So the last thing that we see in this passage is that Jesus is our only hope of deliverance over sin.
在我们这里最后看到的，我们想讲的就是耶稣基督是我们脱离罪恶所唯一的希望。
Let's read verses 21 through 25 together, first in English and then in Chinese.
让我们来读罗马书第七章二十一节至二十五节，先读英文，再读中文。
Together. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being. But I see my members, another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members.Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin.
让我们来读罗马书第七章二十一节至二十五节。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中有另一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这烦死屈死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
Jesus is our only hope of deliverance over sin.
耶稣基督是我们脱离罪恶的唯一希望。
If obedience to the law cannot save us, and if stopping from sinning is both impossible and cannot save us, then what is our hope?
如果遵守律法不能够拯救我们，或者如果停止犯罪变得不可能， 也不能够拯救我们。那么我们的希望是什么呢？
And Paul addresses this very question here in verses 24 and 25.
保罗在第七章的24至25节有阐述过这个问题。
Who can deliver us from the chains of death?
谁能够赦免从我让我们从死亡的罪恶里面赦免呢？
The only answer is Jesus Christ.
唯一的答案就是耶稣基督。
Why is Jesus the only way that we can escape death and hell?
为什么耶稣是我们唯一的方式所能够从脱离死亡与地狱呢？
Because he was the only one who was able to pay the price for our sin.
因为他是那个唯一能够为我们的罪所付代价的那个人。
Only he lived a perfect life and never sinned.
只有他是过了一个完美的无罪的生活。
And for God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
上帝是如此爱我们，以至于他给了我们他独生子。
He did not give his son to us to come and to be served as a king, but he gave him to come and to die on a cross for the sins of whoever would trust upon him.
他没有 让耶稣基督派他来做我们的王，或者相反，他让他来是为我们的罪来死在十字架上。
Why did Jesus need to die and suffer?
为什么耶稣基督需要死或者受所有这些痛苦呢？
Because the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的代价就是死亡。
Sin earns for us eternal death and eternal hell.
罪让我们付出的代价就是永恒的死亡以及地狱。
And because all of us have sinned, our due wages is eternal death and eternal hell.
因为所有的我们都有罪，我们所要付出的代价就是地狱。
But Jesus gladly offers for us an alternative.
但是耶稣基督很高兴地给了我们一个可替代的选择。
And it's not that we deserve it.
是一个我们本不配的选择。
We do not deserve salvation. We do not deserve to be saved.
我们不配获得救赎，我们也不配获得被救赎。
We do not deserve to be loved by God.
我们不配被神所喜爱。
But what we deserve is death and hell.
我们所配的就是死亡与地狱。
But what's really amazing is that while we still hated him, Christ died for us.
然后非常非常好的一个事情就是，即使我们依然很恨他。
While we were still enemies of God and enemies of everything that He stood for, Christ died for us.
即使我们这么的恨他，不喜欢他，耶稣基督依然为我们死亡。
Look to verse 24 again. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
让我们再来读第二十四节。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Look to him.
看看耶稣基督。
If you are here today and you are a Christian, if you have already trusted upon Christ, then look to him.
如果你今天在这里，你已经是一位基督徒，你已经相信了耶稣基督，那么请看看他。
Do not try to earn a right place before God by obeying the law or obeying his commands.
不要想尝试通过遵守律法就可以来到神的面前。
Do not think that by doing good you can somehow make yourself right before God.
不要想着做一些好事，你就认为在神的面前可以完全。
Are you discouraged for struggling with sin?
你有为你同罪的挣扎斗争而感到颓丧吗？
Brothers and sisters, look to Christ.
弟兄们姐妹们请看看耶稣基督。
He has paid the debt for your sins.
他已经为你们的罪所付出了代价。
Yes, fight sin.
是的，请同罪恶做斗争。
But always remember, it is Christ who has already won the victory over sin for you.
但是请记住，是耶稣基督帮助你们战胜了你们的罪恶。
You must look upon him and preach his good news to your heart every moment.
你必须要依靠他，并且在你的内心每时每刻都要劝导你自己。
Now, if you're here today and you have not trusted in Christ,
如果你今天在这里还没有相信耶稣基督，
I encourage you to trust in him today.
我劝告大家能够尽快去相信耶稣基督。
If you'd like to know how, then talk to me or talk to one of the leaders of the church.
如果你想知道怎么样去相信耶稣基督，请可以跟我讲，或者跟我们教会的一些执事以及其他的基督徒讲。
But thanks be to God.
但是感谢上帝。
That he has saved a wretch, that he has saved a sinner like you and like me.
感谢上帝，他拯救了像你像我这么一个罪人。
Not that we deserve his salvation, not that we deserve his love, but that he freely gave it to us anyway.
我们并不配他的救赎，我们也不配他给我们的爱，但是他给了我们他的爱，无偿。
Because of his grace and his grace alone, he chose to save sinners like you and I.
因为他的慈爱，所以呢，他选择让我们的罪得到救赎。
Thanks be to God.
感谢上帝。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天上的父，感谢你。
We thank you for you are holy and just.
感谢你是如此的圣洁以及如此的公正。
That your character is holy and pure and perfect.
你的个性是如此的圣洁以及如此的完美。
Lord, we confess that we are sinners.
我们承认我们是罪人。
But Jesus, we thank you that though we are sinners, you have given us a way to be right again before you.
感谢神，我们这样的罪人，但是你们给了我们一个方式，能够到神的面前。
So help us then to live lives in response to your great love.
怎么样去过一个得胜的生活，以及怎么样去获得一个能够与您所对称的相称的生活。
We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的名求。阿门。